This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as a mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi yesterday while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition protest over special intensive revision exercise of Bihar's electoral rolls. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and uplift into tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबू सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया। झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही। वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने। उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया। उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद, आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है।
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief of the demise of the veteran leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3 crore 53 lakh registrations during the 8th edition of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. The official Guinness World Record certificate is formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. A high-level delegation talk will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan at Kartavya Path in New Delhi on 6th of this month. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said that Kartavya Bhavan has been designed to foster efficiency, innovation and collaboration by bringing together various ministries and departments currently scattered across Delhi. It will be a state-of-the-art office complex spanning an area of around 1.5 lakh square meters across 2 basements and 7 levels. It added that this will mark a major milestone in the government's commitment to the Prime Minister's vision of modern, efficient and citizen-centric governance. India pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in the second innings on day 5 yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and the Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu for the next 2 days. The Met Department said heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Rayalaseema, South Interior Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. According to the weather agency, the east, west, central and the northwest parts of the country are expected to witness light to moderate rainfall conditions during the next 5 to 6 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.